Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk about all the pitchers next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Thursday, June 16th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers. And let's start off with Spencer Strider, who was pretty awesome once again. 5 2/3 innings of two-run ball, 11 strikeouts, 24 swinging strikes. He's 73% rostered. Chris, I think that number needs to be 100%.
Yeah, there should be three digits in that number, and two of them should be zero, because that's how hard he throws. Let's go with that. He had 100 miles an hour with his fastball today. He's averaging 98 miles per hour with the pitch. He got 9 swinging strikes with that pitch. He got 12 with the slider. I think he even threw in a couple with the changeup today for good measure. He's been awesome. Two or fewer walks in 3 of his 4 starts since joining the rotation. He's got a 37% walk rate for the season, and he's mostly been able to maintain that since moving into the rotation. Now, you know, it's not like he's been going 6-7 innings every time out, so, you know, it's fair to wonder, you know, if he has the length to do that, whether, you know, he's only got really 2 pitches that he relies on nearly all the time. So, you know, it's fair to wonder what Spencer Strider's ultimate upside looks like, and that's why he's more of like a top 40-ish starting pitcher rather than a top 35 or top 30 pitcher like he kind of looks. But clear high-end upside, clear ace potential here if he keeps pitching. And, you know, one thing we talked about on the full show, he's probably got like 17, 18 rotation turns left, depending on how the Braves want to configure it. And, you know, if he averages right around 5 1/3, 5 1/2 innings per start, that probably gets him to around 125, 130 innings. I think that's a reasonable number for a guy that threw around 95 last season. So I don't think we're going to be looking at any real shutdown risk for Spencer Strider. So as long as he's good, he should remain in the rotation.
All the more reason to add Spencer Strider where he's available. Let's talk about a pitcher who made his season debut. Jack Flaherty dealt with a shoulder injury in the offseason, but he did make his debut against the Pirates, where he allowed 4 runs over 3 innings pitched, velocity down a little bit. Chris, what did you see from Flaherty in this start, and would you feel comfortable starting him next week when he has 2 starts?
I'm strongly a believer in giving guys a mulligan for their first start coming off the IL, and especially in Flaherty's case, like this was kind of like opening day for him, or maybe even a spring start, because he actually ended his rehab assignment early to make a major league start. So I think in terms of the results, you can very much give him a pass for a sort of middling outing. You know, the velocity on the fastball down 1.4 miles per hour, that's not a great sign. He didn't get a ton of swings and misses. And I generally am more skeptical of Flaherty than most, so I still view him. I've got him ranked around 50th at starting pitcher moving forward. A lot of risk with the shoulder and the lat injuries that he's dealt with the last couple of seasons. And then this start, you know, I think what you take away from it is he didn't look great. I'm not going to hold it against him, but I'm not going to, you know, feel super optimistic either.
All right, let's take a look at some closer news that came out on Wednesday. Aaron Boone said that he envisions using Clay Holmes in high leverage situations against the toughest parts of opposing lineups once Aroldis Chapman returns. Boone also clarified that Holmes will be, quote, closing some games too. So what do you think, Chris? How do you think this kind of shapes out between Clay Holmes and Aroldis Chapman?
Holmes has been so good that it's going to be hard to move him out of the closer's role, but we've seen stretches in the past couple of seasons where Aroldis Chapman has either dealt with injuries or hasn't been as effective, and the Yankees have moved him out of the closer's role for a week, and then they've put him back in. So My guess is that that's what we'll see eventually, but what time frame eventually looks like depends on how quickly Aroldis Chapman can get back up to full health and pitching like himself. I think if Aroldis Chapman's right, he'll probably be the closer more often than not, but it's clearly not that he's going to get 90% of the saves like it has been in the past. So there's a change here for sure.
Speaking of changes, the Phillies announced that Corey Knebel has been removed from the closer's role for now, which means Brad Hand and Sir Anthony Dominguez are both expected to see save opportunities moving forward. Chris, how are you handling this Phillies bullpen?
I mean, you can say for now, but the way closer roles work is if a guy's good, teams are almost never going to take them out of the role. I know I just said the Yankees may do that with Clay Holmes, but the Phillies aren't paying $18 million for Corey Knebel, so I think it's a slightly different thing there. Sir Anthony Dominguez is clearly, I think, the best pitcher in this bullpen right now. He's looked really good. His fastball has been electric, 36% whiff rate with it. So I'm going to bet on him being the closer moving forward. I'm going to bet that he's going to get an opportunity and he's going to run with it.
All right. Sir Anthony Dominguez right now on CBS Leagues is rostered in just 21% of those
leagues. Add him in all categories leagues, at least. I don't know about head-to-head points, but categories leagues at the very least.
Yeah, so if you need saves, or even if you have Corey Knebel, maybe you want to kind of handcuff him with Sir Anthony Dominguez. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.